Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wise Men Say podcast. It's Matthew here as per usual. We've got some bonus content for you now. We're going to hear from Freddie from the Norwich blog, My Football Writer. He's going to share his thoughts on the game on Sunday, how Norwich have been faring this season, and how he thinks that the game will pan out on Sunday. So, yeah, over to Freddie.
Hello, my name is Freddie Humphrey Wakefield. I write for My Football Writer, a Norwich City fan website, and you can find my socials on Twitter. I'm at Freddie Humphrey. On YouTube, I go by Fredster. Instagram is freddie.hw_. I'm going to answer some questions posed to me by these lads about Norwich and Sunderland in the upcoming game. So, first of all, my thoughts on Norwich's season so far are that we've been underwhelming. I think, obviously, with the start under Dean Smith, it was just dire. It was, honestly, it was awful to watch as a fan. You could tell there was no style of play whatsoever. Players were getting played in stupid positions. And we weren't getting the best out of every player that we had. You know, like Josh Sargent being wasted as a winger. And then, you know, it was so obvious he was better centrally as a striker. But Dean Smith just didn't seem to realise that. It wasn't good enough what he had. But ever since the introduction of David Wagner, it's been much better. We're starting to really look up. We're pushing for the playoffs. Could potentially get automatics, but I think that's quite a bit of a stretch. But I'm hopeful for the rest of the season. I do think we'll get playoff places, and hopefully we get a trip to Wembley and we have a day similar to you boys last season against Wickham. So my thoughts on Sunderland's season so far are that you've been class. You've definitely done better than what I first thought. I thought originally you'd finish around like 15th, 16th. You know, I firmly believed you'd stay up because of how well you ended the previous season in League One form-wise and how good you looked with Alex Neil. Yet again, another name I should probably be careful using. But I've been impressed with some of your games this season. You definitely have proved you're more than capable of staying in this division and that you can give the big teams a run for their money. I can't see why maybe next season with a few additions you could be pushing for a top six spot. You know, you've looked very good. Tony Mowbray's obviously had his moments, positive and negative, but yeah, so far, I'd say, in my eyes, you've overachieved from what I first thought. My prediction for the weekend, we are so consistently inconsistent. You know, we've been in a really good run of form as of late in our last few games, but thing is, form can be thrown out the window at times. You know, I think if you press us when we're in possession heavily, we'll be in big trouble. So that's where I think if you can control the game in that sense and break down our midfield shape that we have out of possession and in it, we could be in serious trouble. But obviously, you shipped 5 to Stoke, which was just a disaster, really. But it'll be interesting to see how this does pan out. I do think we'll win it, but I can't see it being a really one-sided contest for us. I think we'll do it the hard way, like we did against Millwall. I think if I had to give a score prediction, I'd say think I go with 2-1 to us. So lastly, the song, so not an actual chant associated with us. Obviously, I know you have Wise Men Say by Elvis Presley. A great song, by the way. I've witnessed that in a Sunderland end before when I went to Ipswich away with you lot last season. A good friend of mine who's a Sunderland fan. Hopefully he's listening. He knows who he is. If I had to say actual song, the thing is, On the Ball City is technically a song because it was released originally as like a song and not like meant as a chant. So, you know, it's the oldest song in world football. So, or like professional football. Don't quote me on that. I might be wrong. But I think I just have to go with it. Ultimately, I wouldn't really say that there's a actual song that we sort of go hand in hand with. So it's a bit of a technicality, but I'll go with On the Ball City.
Thanks very much to Freddie there from My Football Writer. Make sure to listen to the Reaction Podcast on Sunday with Matthew and Steve, and then Gareth and Stephen will be back on Monday night. Please do check out all of the stuff on the website for wisemansay.co.uk, I believe it is. Not much else to say from me, so thanks very much for listening.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.